everybody. Here we go with another edition, a very, very, very special edition of the Hypnosis Etc. podcast with Celeste Hackett. It is the 100th episode of our podcast. Let's hear it. Yay! Give me a hand, Celeste.
Yay!
Give yourself
I'm just so
a hand,
excited.
Too. Yeah.
Yay.
All right. Good, good. Hey, Celeste, how are you doing today?
I'm really excited about this being the 100th episode of the podcast at calbanion.com. And we're going to talk about some really exciting things in this podcast and in the next three that we're going to be doing. We already got everything laid out. I'm so excited. And I'm doing great here in Dallas, Texas, and welcome.
Hey, you know, and you've been on 60 of them.
I know. I haven't been on all of them. Let's just make that clear. But I've a bunch of them.
Just the most important ones. Well, I haven't been on all of them either, so I've only been on about 94 of them, something like that.
Yeah, me and Kelsey got you one time. We got you out of there.
Yeah. Hey, do you mind if I give a little bit of history about the website and how it all developed?
I really wish you would.
All right, I got some notes down here, as usual. And so, our first hypnosis website, hypnosiscenter.com, went up in 1996, so I've been online with the Hypnosis Center for 12 years, or 11 or 12 years, depends on the actual month. And then the blog started, calbanion.com, on March 16th, 2005. So, you know, we're going up on, you know, a number of years here. And then our first audio podcast occurred after I moved here to Tustin, California, which was June 30th, 2006. And also the first video podcast was published on January 23rd, 2007. And the very first one of the Hypnosis Etc. program with Celeste Hackett, that was August 6th, 2007. That was podcast number 40. So, Celeste, what was that like for you getting asked to do this with me?
Oh, my gosh. If you go back and you look at that podcast, I was so nervous. I put on, like, tons of makeup. And I was bouncing in the chair. And I was nervous, but I was also really excited. And, you know, I've loved it. And I love that one. Kind of nerve-wracking doing it. You always think that it's going to be awful. And then you look at it, and it was not too bad. You know, I thought this has some promise. Being asked to do it was a great honor. It's just been a great honor working with you so closely on the video podcast, Cal.
Well, you know, you add a lot, and you know, it gets boring listening to just one guy talk. And I think that your personality and your wit has really added a lot. So, thank you for being my partner in this, Celeste.
Well, thank you for inviting me.
All right, you know what we're going to do? I'm going to make a couple announcements, and then we'll get into our top 10 favorite podcasts. Out of all the podcasts, we can recommend them to the watchers and listeners. So first of all, if you're not watching this video on calbanion.com, you got to go there now. Wherever you're at, just go there now, because right below this video down there, you know what? There's going to be all kinds of links to our favorite podcasts. I want to put some honorable mentions in there, too. Other podcasts that we like that didn't quite make the cut for top 10. When you're on calbanion.com, there's a graphic there, and a little paragraph explains, hey, you ought to become a VIP member, because if you become a VIP member, we give you a link that takes you to a part of the website that just lists the podcasts, and it's kind of a shortcut. You don't have to look through all the news articles and all the other stuff, just boom, 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 all the podcasts. And by the way, I know I was talking to Celeste a little bit about how you access all of these podcasts on a month-by-month basis over on the, what would be, as you look at it, I think it's left-hand side over there, you're going to see there's a list of each month. So you can go back to the very first month and click on that March 2005 and go through it month-by-month if you want, or you can become a VIP member and just get a link that's just to all the podcasts. without the articles and all the other stuff. Visit our other websites, hypnosis.org, which is everything about hypnosis, hypnotist directory, get on the directory, get more business, hypnosiscenter.com, a list of all my training programs, huge database information there, articles and that kind of stuff, and our hypnospace. And you know what? It's been kind of quiet on our hypnospace lately. It's because we're got a secret project going on there, and I think in just 2 or 3 weeks from today, you're going to see something very special happen on our hypnospace. So go check it out now, but know that we've got something special in the works, and I'll give you more information on that as we get closer. Let's say, add income to your hypnosis practice. Email me about my secret weight loss project. It's not just for those who want to lose weight. It's also for those who want to add income. And I know right now, everybody understands, you don't want to have all your eggs in one basket. Email me, and what I'm going to do is I will email you back, and I'm going to ask for you to send me 2 or 3 times that I can call you. I'm going to personally talk to you about some possibilities for you making some more income. And finally, hey, the Banyan Hypnosis, the NGH-approved Banyan Hypnosis Certification course starts on Monday. So, if you're like on the fence, we've got 1 or 2 spaces left. We keep the classes small, no more than about, 12, a dozen, 13, something like that, and we've got 1 or 2 spaces left. Okay, Celeste, any announcements?
Just that we've got a big class coming up in June, hopefully. I'll be teaching the five-path training, and also NGH, it's NGH approved. And just been really busy doing things like or working with clients. Even though the economy's so crazy, and I was really expecting to have a dull January, my phone's ringing off the hook. So a lot of my time and attention is on that. And so as far as announcements, not really a whole lot of them other than what I just mentioned. Oh yes, there is one. Pat Evans, which is the mayor here in Plano, Texas, proclaimed January 4th World Hypnotism Day here in Plano. So I'm very proud of that. Got the proclamation. I'm going to put it on my wall.
Fantastic.
Yeah, cool. Very cool.
One last thing. Will you give them your website if they want to find about your services or if they want to find out about your upcoming course?
Please visit my website. Check out my press release. I'm starting to toy with press releases, too, and I do have a fun one called Hypnotist Offers Free Sessions to Billionaires up there. and we're going to be doing some more like that. And so far, we haven't got any interest in that except from Channel 8, and they just kind of asked, what the heck is this about? But my website is familyfirsthypnosis.com. And with press releases, you just have to keep releasing them, and pretty soon one sticks. And so it's kind of interesting. You'll see I'll start putting them up there for the world. Also, of course, I'm sending them off to TV stations and radio stations. But if you're interested in learning how to do press releases, you can get some ideas just by looking at other people. So you might looking at that one. So familyfirsthypnosis.com, scroll down to the bottom, look to the right, and you can click on my blog and see the kinds of things that I'm putting up there. And I would love for you to come visit.
Cool. All right, let's get on to the topic. Are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
All right, ladies first, why don't you give us one of your... let me just tell everybody what we're going to do. We're going to do like the top 10, and I'm going to give my top 5, and they're really not in any particular order. I'm probably going to just go in chronological order with the most recent first. And Celeste is going to give her top 5, and that'll be our top 10. And if we have some more time, or if we haven't, I don't know what her top 5 are, and she doesn't know what my top 5 are. So if she takes one of mine or I take one of hers, I'm going to drop down to my backup list so that we get you the 10 that you just got to go check out. Okay, Celeste, survey said, what's your number one that you're going to mention?
Well, I don't know that a lot of people will get into this one as much as I did, but I love it because I love the behind the scenes little tiny secrets that add up to big success for people. And so I really liked the 10 Keys series on preparing for successful hypnosis sessions. And I particularly like the very first one in that series, which is podcast number 61, because it talks about how you start hypnotizing people before you ever really start hypnotizing people. And I think that's just so fascinating with your website, on the phone, as they walk in, how you talk to them. And so that's just one of my very favorite ones.
You know, I agree with you. That was on my top 10 list. You took one of mine. So I'm going to have to dig down, you know. I wonder, it's going to be curious to see how many times we overlap on this.
Yeah, and I just love that very, very, I loved all the 10 Keys series. We did 10 Keys on a lot of things. Yeah. And I love that 10 Keys. But that very first one, I don't know, I just really enjoyed that.
You're right. I think that everybody should check out all the 10 Keys.
And we did a bunch of those. And, well, never mind, it's not my turn. Your turn.
My turn. I have one of my favorite ones is podcast 91, The Right and Wrong of What Some Psychologists Believe About Hypnosis and Hypnotherapy. I liked it because I got to rant and rave a little bit. And so it was a lot of fun for me. And I think it kind of let them, you know, our viewers know a little bit about where psychologists are coming from as they look at what we're doing.
I was going to say that one. Yeah, that gave me and a lot of hypnotists without a psychology background some real interesting insight on how psychologists think about hypnosis. And so, yeah, that was definitely one of mine. Now what am I going to do? And that was number 92. And in fact, I think we did two on that, didn't we?
I think I might have ranted and raved a little bit on another one, but 91 was the main one, I think.
Yeah. Oh, it was 91. Yeah, there was a 92, definitely. Yeah, what psychologists think of hypnosis continued. So you got to check those out if you're a hypnotist. I mean, it is the bomb. It's probably one of my very favorite ones.
Cool. All right. Next one, Celeste.
Yeah, I really liked, well, this is kind of... kind of bad because I really liked my own, like the one that I did on setting up a 10 keys to starting your successful hypnosis practice on a budget.
What number was that?
Well, it was 77 through 80. And we talked about, you know, why you should set a budget. And that sounds kind of boring, but I thought it turned out pretty fascinating. And how to make a list of things, you know, that you want to spend money on and how to get good deals on different things and how not to scrimp on saving. So, training and so how to get the best training and how it's going to pay off for you. And I mean, I just love that whole series. Of course, I got to be the star, so that's always fun.
Well, you know what? That was my number two top favorite one. So we agree on that. So you snatched another one from my list.
Sorry.
That's okay. Next one on my list is Hypnosis Podcast number 71. Hypnosis training, setting up a hypnosis office and training center, the tour, part one. So here is part one of, I think it was a 3-video series. And of course, I'm kind of getting three videos in here with just one recommendation. But that's probably going to be like podcast 71, 72, 73. And I get to walk around and talk about how our center is set up and the way it is to make our sessions work better and to get more referrals and all that kind of stuff. Remember that one, Celeste?
Yeah, I really like that one, too. One of my all-time favorite ones was not a Hypnosis Etc. episode, but was that number 76, Hypnosis and Christianity. When can religion and hypnotherapy get along? And, of course, that whole series was with Reverend Dr. Scott Giles and his thinking and his philosophies and his information about fears and concerns when it comes to hypnosis and working with people who are Christian-based. And since my background is Christian, I work in the Bible Belt. I just found that fascinating because he gave Bible verses and the reasons why. Some people have a problem with hypnosis. He told you the religions that definitely don't even try to hypnotize those members because they're just not, their pastors just are going to absolutely say no matter what. And just gave a lot of key information, like that secret information, I thought.
You know, and that just goes to show you don't just like the ones that you did. That was, you weren't even in that one, were you?
No, I wasn't in that one. And another thing that I liked about that, because, you know, Cal, you always put extra information on your website, you know, so you want to make sure that when you're watching these episodes that you're watching them at calbanion.com. And when you scroll down underneath that particular episode, Cal has a little call to Muslims. He says, if you know someone who's qualified to be interviewed on the same topic on the behalf of Muslims, please give me a call. And he puts his phone number in. So far, I don't think anyone's called, but I can't wait to hear that series.
Yeah, and why don't we open that up to anyone that is qualified to speak on behalf of, like, Buddhists and Taoists and all that stuff would be really good, too, huh?
Yeah, that would be really wonderful. I just love to hear that kind of stuff.
All right, are you ready for my next one?
Yes.
All right, number four is podcast number 65. Oh, it's not number four. It's number four on my list. But the next one is podcast number 65, 10 Keys to Doing Direct Suggestion Hypnosis Right, part one of six parts. I think that there's just so much information out there that people can use because, you know, not everybody is a five-pather. Not everybody does age regression, all the stuff we do. And to really have all those little things that you can do to make direct suggestion hypnosis more effective for you, I think is just really going to be useful for everybody.
That one almost made it on my list too. But instead, I had to give Taylor Tucson a pat on the back because for not having ever done a video podcast, I love the 10 keys to successful search engine optimization. I think it started with number 82. I believe there were three or four parts to it. He gave away so much information, and he was so good on camera, and he was interesting, and I learned so much. I took notes. I was able to go to my web guy and create a website that I could manage myself, and my SEO just soared. And I think that if more hypnotists would watch that series, if you got a website, you got to watch it. And I always tell people who write to me about, you know, how do they advertise their services, I always, always point them in the direction of those that podcast from 82, I think it is, to 84, 10 Keys to Successful Search Engine Optimization, so long as they have a website.
I think that's really good. Yeah, I thought about that too, but it didn't make my top five. It's really, really good. What I liked most about it was I had a couple weeks off, so that was really good. All right, my next one is, I have to fit the one with you and Kelsey in there. I love the one with, of course, for everybody out there, Kelsey's my daughter, and she's trained as a hypnotherapist. It's podcast number 58. You talked about age regression and being a female hypnotist, overcoming a man's profession. I think that's how it went, something like that. Remember that one?
Oh, yeah, that was really fun. It was the first time Kelsey and I kind of more or less came face to face. I don't know that I'd ever seen her before until I actually saw the podcast put together. And I really, really enjoyed working with her.
Beautiful. So I get to show off my daughter a little bit. She also did one with me, and that was fun. But it was, you know, as a parent, you like to see your kids kind of step out and, you know, not have to be kind of with you when they do something successful. So it was, I like that one of all of them with her in it because I wasn't a part of it. It was just you two ladies, you know, talking about important stuff. And so I highly recommend that. All right, who's next? Are you next?
Well, since you stole my psychologist one, I think a big honorable mention needs to go to the one, I don't even know where to put this one because I really like it so much. It was so hard to pick. Which one do you like? Which ones do you like the most?
Celeste, we're not ready to do an honorable mentions yet. We're down to number 8.
Okay.
So you get 9 and then I get 10.
Okay.
Okay.
I love the one, and I had the number written down, but I love the one that you did, Cal, on drug addiction and how to work with drug addicts.
Oh, yeah, that was a recent one, wasn't it?
That was a very recent one, and the information is so good in there, and I have also given that podcast and emails, you know, go check out this link for this when people have asked me, especially here in Texas, because there's so much confusion about working with people with alcohol and drug addiction, and I took a lot of notes from that. And I have it, you know, I have those notes in a little file. And so much so that I love that podcast so much that I've asked the National Guild of Hypnotists, the local chapter here, if we could present it, because I also got the notes, and so I want to hand those out. And so I'm just waiting for the word back.
Actually, yeah, I really like that one, and I used it as inspiration to write my next article. So the most recent article I sent off to the NGH, because I have a column there in each of the Journal of Hypnotism editions, and that's what I use as my topic. So I go into, you know, a little bit more detail, take a slightly different angle, and so I think it was a really good topic too. And so we'll have to look up the exact number. And of course, the link to that podcast will be right there below the video on, you know, the part of calbanning.com that this video is connected to. But we'll have links so you can just go directly to all these favorite podcasts. All right, here we go. Number 10. Can I go to 10?
You can go to 10, but I do have one more.
Oh, okay. Well, I've actually got 18 more.
Wow.
So I'm going to put them down there too for everybody. No,
well, just to let you know, we're at 20 minutes right now.
Yeah. Well, what I'm going to do is I'm going to go ahead and put underneath the video the other 18 most important podcasts that I think out of the 100 that we didn't mention so far. All right. So I forget. Is it my turn?
Yes, it's your turn.
Okay. My number 10 most favorite or on this list is your first podcast that you did with me, Hypnosis Training Podcast number 40. Let's see. Question about too much emotion for Affect Bridge, and just kind of introducing you to everybody. So that's my number 10.
Thank you. I needed a haircut.
All right.
Okay, and another one I really want to mention because it was just so much fun and crazy. And, you know, because I liked working with Kelsey so much, I was really excited to be able to work with her again and meet her face to face. And Kelsey and I actually did this probably the most wild and wacky podcast at the national convention itself. And I loved it because we got to interview like Will Horton and Ron Essler. These are people I've only seen their websites and heard talk about them. And Roy Hunter, I got to give him a hug. And Jerry Valley entertained me in person there right on video. And it was fun watching Kelsey interview her dad. I loved that whole series. It was kind of bumpy. The sound was a little bit off and we were running all over the place, showing off the hotel and everything, but it may not have been as fun to watch as it was for us to record it. We had so much fun on that video, or on that series, I should say.
That was on my best, my alternate list also, so that was a lot of fun.
Yeah, it really, really was, and it was unique. It was as unique, if not, yeah, it was right up there with, may I go on to one that I want to say, give another honorable mention to?
Okay, honorable mention.
Your tour video. I mean, those are two very unique. Most of them were sitting at our desk back to back. I like that a lot. But this is where we take the camera out on location, and it just adds a whole new dimension. And you get to see Cal's offices, you know, what we all aspire to have, this big, fancy office like Cal. And everything he does and how he does it and how he has his office set up, it was just that whole series. It was like three or four tours starting from the beginning, starting outside, actually. And there was a... You know, I liked that episode because there was a little bit of a blooper there with his hair blowing and everything and couldn't hear him too good and all. I love the episodes where we had bloopers too, you know.
But yeah, that was, I mentioned that. That was number 4 on the top 10 list, 71, 72, and 73. Thank you, Celeste.
You're welcome.
Hey, I'm going to run through just a couple of things on my alternative list. And again, these links will be down below. And that is... see, the National Guild of Hypnotists video clips that you just mentioned, that was number 85. 82 was Successful Search Engine Optimization. You mentioned that one. The Free Hypnosis Seminar and Interview with Dr. Damon, President of NGH, that was number 75. 59, the Hypnosis for New Year's Resolutions and this week's Dumb Hypnosis Trick, believing your clients when they tell you what the cause of the problem is. 51, that was Managing Direct Suggestion Hypnosis Sessions and More, and it was really about time management and how to move through sessions with someone. Number 39, Interview with James Ramey on Ultra Depth. Huge. That was really good because it's a video like we did with Tom Nicoli where he's on the video and he's talking about Ultra Depth. Really great. Let's see. Fun video. Number 30, insights to conducting successful age regression sessions. And of course, you kind of mentioned it too, the Roy Hunter interviews. And I've got that down as podcast number 23. And Maureen did a Dress for Success and How to Book Appointments with Me podcast. That was number 21. And number 20, kind of an overview on how to do 5-PATH. And, here's a good one I think a lot of people are going to like, and that is number 6, how to write hypnosis scripts on the fly. Like, boy, you don't have a script, but you've got to write something, put it all together right there on the fly, and that's how you do it. All right, Celeste, wrap it up.
Okay, well, you know, all of these links are going to be right down there, and I want you to go look at those videos if you haven't seen them. You know why? Because this is going to be a whole hypnosis education in its own right. I mean, you could practically get a degree from watching all this stuff. Wonderful free information that's going to accelerate your learning and your career, so make sure you check out and click on the links below and watch the videos. And just real quick before we go, the Tom Nicoli interview Cal and I did together. I like that one because it was the first time we ever did that to all three people in one video, Cal. Remember that?
Yes, that was a lot of fun.
It was a lot of fun. Okay, that's all I'm going to say. See you next time. I'm Celeste Hackett for Cal Banyan's Hypnosis, Etc. I'm in Dallas, Texas. Check out my website, familyfirsthypnosis.com. See you next time.
And this is Cal Banyan from sunny California. This is like January, and it was 91 degrees yesterday. I emailed Kelsey, who now lives in Chicago, where it's terrible weather, and I made her feel like she should move back to California and do some stuff with us. Okay, Cal Banyan, signing off. This recording is the property of Cal Banyan and Cal Banyan's Banyan Publishing Incorporated. All rights reserved. For private use only, may not be duplicated without written permission.